弟兄姊妹早安。今天早上交通的题目是耶利米的祷告。
The topic this morning is a prayer of Jeremiah.
祷告是我们大家最熟悉的一个题目。
Prayer is one of the is the most familiar topic for us.
在我们当中每一个人都祷告过，而且也常常祷告。
Each one of us has prayed, and we oftentimes we pray.
所以每一个人都有祷告的经验的。
So we all have experiences of prayer.
但是祷告也是我们最需要学习的一件事。
But also, prayer is one of the most needed lesson that we have to learn.
我们常常在祷告这件事情上，我们还是需要很多的学习和操练。
Oftentimes, we still need to learn more and practice in a matter of prayer.
所以这是今天早晨的负担，要从耶利米的祷告里面来学习到底什么是祷告。
So this is a burden of this morning, and so we learn how to pray through the prayer of Jeremiah.
或许主可以让我们有一点更多的学习，因此以后知道怎么样来祷告。
So we can learn more and in from the Lord in the future. We know how to pray.
我们读耶利米书第十四章。
Let's read Jeremiah chapter 14.
我们要读第七节。
Verse 7.
到第九节
,verse 7 to 9。
好，第七节，我们弟兄姊妹们一起来读耶利米书第十四章第七节。耶和华，我们的罪孽虽然做见证告我们，还求你为你的名的缘故行事。我们本是多次被盗，得罪了你。以色列所盼望在患难时做他救主的啊，你为何在这些像寄居的又像行路的只住一宿呢？你为何像受惊的人，像不能救人的勇士呢？耶和华啊，你仍在我们中间，我们也称为你名下的人，求你不要离开我们。我们在哦，对不起。
Jeremiah 4, chapter 14 verse 7 to 9。Although our iniquities testified against us, O Lord, act for your name's sake. Truly our apostasies have been many. We have sinned against you. O hope of Israel, its savior in time of distress, why are you like a stranger in the land or like a traveler who has pitched his tent for the night? Why are you like a man dismayed, like a mighty man who cannot save?Yet you are in our midst, O Lord, and you are called, we are called by your name. Do not forsake us.
第十七节，同一章第十七节。
Verse 17.
好，我们一起来。你要将这话对他们说：愿我眼泪汪汪，昼夜不息，因为我百姓受了裂口破坏的大伤。好。
Speak this word to them.Let my eyes overflow with tears night and day without ceasing, for the virgin daughter, my people, has suffered a grievous wound, a crushing blow.
第二十节到二十二节，我们在一起。耶和华啊，我们承认自己罪恶和我们列祖的罪孽，因我们得罪了你，求你为你名的缘故不厌恶我们。不入没你荣耀的宝座，求你追念，不要背了与我们所立的约。外邦人虚无的神中，有能降雨的吗？天能自降甘霖吗？耶和华我们的神啊，能如此的不是你吗？所以我们仍要等候你，因为这一切都是你所造的。
Verse 20 to 22.We acknowledge, O Lord, our weaknesses and the iniquities of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Do not abhor us for your name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Remember, do not annul your covenant with us. Are there any among the idols of the nations that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Are you not He, O Lord our God? Therefore, we will wait for you, since you have made all this.
在我们读十五章第一节。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
好，耶和华对我说，虽有摩西和撒摩耳站在我面前代求，我的心也不顾惜这百姓，你将他们从我眼前赶出，叫他们去吧。
Then the Lord said to me, even though Moses and Samuel were to stand before me, my heart will not be with these people. Send them away from my presence and let them go.
我们读第二章，同样的耶利米书第二章第十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13.
耶利米书第二章第十三节。好，我们一起来读。因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
好，我们读以赛亚书第四十五章。
Isaiah chapter 45.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
以赛亚书第四十五章第十一节。好，一起来。耶和华以色列的圣者，就是造就以色列的，如此说：将来的事，你们可以问我；至于我的种子和我手的工作，你们可以求我命定。
Thus says Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of the things to come, concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me.
最后是第五十五章，以赛亚书第五十五章第八节和第九节。
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 9.
这是我们非常熟悉的。
We're all familiar with these verses.
第八节，耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
主，我们感谢你早晨给我们有这样宝贵的机会来到你的面前。
This morning you gave us this precious opportunity to come before you.
我们借着在饼杯的面前纪念你对我们的大爱。
Through the remembrance of your love before your table.
主啊，我们如何能够报答你对我们的大爱？
How can we repay this great love?
主啊，你在圣经上告诉我们，那个爱我的人就要遵行我的命令。
You tell us through the Bible that whoever loves you shall obey your commandment.
因此我们在地上生活的时候，应当按照主的命令来生活。
So when we live on this earth, we shall live according to your commandment.
遵守主命令的就是爱主的。
So whoever obeys your commandments are those who love you.
也但愿今天早晨我们众人都有心愿，愿意这样的来爱主。
May this morning, every one of us, we have this heart that we are willing to love you.
愿意按照主的吩咐来行事。
We are willing to walk according to your commandments.
我们早晨也求你教导我们怎么样来按照神的心意来祷告。
And this morning, may you teach us how to pray according to your will.
因此我们把下面的时间来交给主。
So we commit the time onto your hands.
求主亲自来带领我们。
May you lead us.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus name.
早晨我们愿意一同来交通关于祷告的事情。
This morning may we have fellowship with the matter with each other about the matter of prayer.
那为什么用耶利米来做一个用他的话来做一个榜样呢？
Why do we set Jeremiah's word as an example?
因为耶利米活在一个非常危险的时代。
Because Jeremiah lived in a dangerous generation.
耶利米活在犹大国灭亡以前最后的四十年。
Jeremiah lived among the last 40 years before Judah was conquered.
耶利米亲眼看见这个犹大国如何被巴比伦灭掉，掳到巴比伦去。
Jeremiah saw with his own eyes how Judah, the nation of Judah, were captive to, but was captive.
因此，他活在的时代是一个末后的时代。
So he lived in the end time.
今天我们同样的活在一个末后的时代。
The same with us. We are living in the end time.
因此，这耶利米的祷告最能够作于我们今天。活在这个时代，那个祷告人所要学习的。
That's why the prayer of Jeremiah is the one we shall learn today.
我想我们如果读耶利米的祷告的时候，我们最能够有印象的，就是这个人好像是在破碎中祷告的一个人。
When we read the prayer of Jeremiah, we have an impression that this is a prayer from a broken people.
好像我们刚才唱诗的第一节里面讲的那个祷告呢，是从那个破碎的那个箱里面产生出来的。
Just as it says in the first stanza of the hymn, the prayer was from a broken vessel.
如果那个箱如果没有被破碎的话呢，就没有办法能够点燃。
If the incense was not broken, it cannot be kindled.
因为这个末了的世代，要为这个末了的世代祷告的时候，需要有人为这个世代来忧伤的。
If we, in order to pray for this end time, someone need to be, be sorrow for this end time.
如果一个人的心没有看到这个世代的危险，他的心没有为这个世代忧伤，他没有办法成为一个有效的一个祷告的代祷。
If one did not see the danger of this end time and his heart was not saddened by this end time, he cannot pray for this work.
耶利米书说啊，他说呢，他说，但愿他的头。像水一样。
So Jeremiah said, "May his head were the waters."
像他的眼呢，为眼泪的一个泉源。
His eyes a fountain of waters.
所以他可以为他的百姓昼夜哭泣。
So he can weep for the nation day and night.
所以我们看到这一个人，他是一个为了这个世代，他心里面破碎的一个人。
So we know that this man is a broken man for this generation.
这个就是那个祷告的一个人。
This is a man of prayer.
这个耶利米心里面的一个破碎呢，其实呢是代表神心里面的一个破碎。
This brokenness from Jeremiah actually represents the brokenness of the Lord.
当神看到这样的一个危险、堕落的一个世代的时候，神的心也同样是破碎的。
When God sees this fallen generation, His heart was likewise broken.
因此，当地上有一个人，他能够进入神的这个破碎。
So when there is a man that he can enter the brokenness of God.
他能够在这个破碎的里面来向神祷告。
He can pray to God in this brokenness.
这个就是在地上神复兴工作的一个起头。
This is the beginning of the revival work of God on this generation.
这也是在祷告的事情上我们需要学习的一件事情。
And this is one thing that we need to learn regarding prayer.
也许我们为一件事情祷告。
We sometimes we pray for something.
但是我们里面呢，根本没有破碎。
We do not have brokenness.
那这件事情对于我来讲呢，那个影响呢不是那么大。
This thing does not have any impact on me.
那我之所以祷告呢，是因为我觉得我应该祷告。
The reason why I pray is because I think I ought to pray.
但是我心中呢，对这件事情的那个感受呢，并不够沉重的。
But I do not have a heavy burden in me.
就好像那个你要烧香了，那个香根本没有破碎。
It's like when you are about to burn the incense, but the incense was not broken.
因此神没有办法能够垂听这样的一个祷告。
So God cannot hear a prayer like this.
所以今天如果我们要在这个时代里面作为一个代祷的人。
So today, if we wanted to be a prayer, someone who of a prayer in this generation.
我们需要看见耶利米所看见的。
We shall see what Jeremiah have seen.
如果我们没有看见耶利米所看见的，
if we did not see what Jeremiah has seen,
耶利米看见在犹大人中间有裂口的，有这个大伤的。
Jeremiah has seen the grievous wound and a crushing blow among the nation.
如果我们没有看见这些裂口，没有看见这些大伤，
we did not see those wounds, did not see those blows,
我们心中就不会有那样的一个破碎。
We will not have those brokenness in our hearts.
也许你说我今天大家都很好吗？
We say that everything is good.
我们好像没有什么破口，也没有什么大伤。
Seems like there are no wounds or any blows.
如果你仔细来思考的时候，
when you meditate on this,
不管今天我们在教会的里面，或者在这个世界的当中，都有裂口，都有大伤。
There are wounds and blows in the church and in this generation.
教会里面有什么裂口呢？
Where are the wounds?
我们看到圣经说，但末了的时代有一个现象，就是个人单顾自己的事。
The Bible says at the end time there was a phenomenon that everyone cares about his own thing.
那个就是一个裂口。
That is a wound.
今天如果我们活在这个末了的时代，每一个人都顾到自己的事的话，
When we live in this end time, if everyone only cares about his own thing,
这就是一个裂口。
This is a wound.
你看到了这个裂口吗？
Did you see this wound?
如果我们看到这个社会的话，
When we see this society,
我们看到许多不法的事情，
We see a lot of lawlessness.
这个不法的事情对社会国家都是大伤啊。
These are a grievous wound for this society and this nation.
因此不管在教会的里面，在教会的外面，这个社会国家的当中，有许多的裂口，有许多的大伤。
So there are many grievous wounds and crushing blows inside and outside of the church.
当我们看到这些事情的时候，里面有什么感觉？
How do you feel when you see these things?
就决定我们能不能够成为一个代祷者。
It determines if we can be a prayer.
这个祷告哈，很像在建造房屋一样。
Prayer is like building a house.
如果我们要学习祷告的时候呢，要学习有几个方面。
When we learn how to pray, there are some aspects.
当你盖房子的时候呢，一定刚开始你要建造根基的。
When you build a house, and in the beginning, you have to build the foundation.
没有一个人会盖房子不先打地基的。
No one build a house without a foundation.
如果有一个人盖房子不打地基的话，这个人一定是一个很愚昧的人。
If one builds a house without foundation, he is a foolish man.
但是我们今天常常祷告的时候，没有先打地基的。
But today, when we pray, oftentimes we did not build the foundation first.
有了这个地基以后呢，才可以开始建造那个房子。
With this foundation, you can build the house.
有了祷告的根基以后呢，才可以有那个祷告的内容。
After you have this foundation of a prayer, and then you have the content of the prayer.
在那个时代，他们盖房子的时候，到最后呢，有一块石头叫房顶石。
At that time, when they built a house, there were at last there was a stone. It's called a
top stone. Top stone.
Top stone.
那个石头呢，是最重要的一块石头。
That was the most important stone.
当房子快要建好的时候呢，把最后一块顶石放下去的时候，所有的力学里面的平衡都达成了。
When the house is about to be finished, then you put the top stone, and then you achieve all the balances.
因此，那个房子就能稳固的能够站立。
And then the house can stand firm.
可以经过风吹雨打，它不会倒塌的。
It can endure the wind and the storm and will not fall.
我们的祷告也需要那一个顶石在那个地方的。
Our prayer needs a top stone as well.
当我们碰到环境中的艰难的时候，
When we encounter difficulties,
当我们的祷告好像神没有垂听的时候，
When it seemingly our prayer was not heard by God,
你这个房子会被动摇啊。
Will your house be shaken?
你的祷告还能够持续下去吗？
Can you continue to pray?
就决定于你有没有那个房顶石有没有在里面。
It determines that whether or not you have this top stone or not.
所以祷告就有这三个要件。
So there are three elements of prayer.
一个是根基。
One is foundation.
一个是内容。
And then the content.
一个是坚持。
And then the top stone.
这是我们今天早上要一同学习的。
And this is what we need to learn this morning.
到底什么叫做祷告？
So what is prayer?
什么是根基呢？
What is a foundation?
这个祷告的根基呢，就是悔改。
The foundation of prayer is repentance.
也许你从来没有想到这件事情。
You may never thought about it.
你觉得我信主那天我已经悔改了。
You may think, I already repented on the day of when I was saved.
我早就悔改过了。
I have repented a long time ago.
因此我祷告的时候我就祷告。
So when I pray, I pray.
如果我们祷告的时候就祷告的话呢，好像是盖房子不打地基的。
If you just pray and without repentance, it's like building a house without foundation.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的祷告有一个根基的。
But sister, our prayer has a foundation.
这个根基是悔改。
The foundation is repentance.
你记得当施洗约翰来到地上，他传的信息是什么信息吗？
Do you remember when John the Baptist, when he first preached the messages, what messages he preached?
天国近了，你们要悔改。
The kingdom of God is at hand, repent.
然后主耶稣来到地上的时候，主耶稣也传同样的信息。
And when our Lord Jesus came to this earth, he preached the same message.
也说天国近了，你们要悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们已经蒙恩得救了，我们还需要悔改吗？
So today we are already saved. Do we still need repentance?
的确，悔改不只是我们蒙恩得救那个时候所做的一件事。
Yes, but repentance is not only something we have done when we were saved.
悔改是我们基督徒属灵生活操练一个很重要的一个步骤。
Repentance is a very important process in the Christian life.
我们为什么是悔改呢？
What do we repent for?
这里他耶利米告诉我们说，他说我们本是多次被盗得罪了你。
Jeremiah told us here, truly our apostasies have been many and we have sinned against you.
什么叫做背道？
What is apostasy?
背道就是离开了那个原来有的那个东西。
It means falling away from the original.
离开了那个起初的，那就是背道。
From the original, that is the apostasy.
今天我们活在一个时代呢，是一个背道的时代。
This generation is a generation of apostasy.
主耶稣在马太福音二十四章的时候就讲到，他说那个时候有许多人要跌倒的。
Lord Jesus said, in Matthew chapter 24, at that time many will fall away.
许多的人呢，他要彼此的恨恶，彼此的陷害。
Many will betray one another and hate one another.
好多假先知要起来的。
Many false prophets will arise.
他疑惑很多的人。
And will mislead many.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们岂不是活在一个背道的世代当中吗？
Brothers and sisters, are we not living in the generation of apostasy?
你知道在圣经里面神很恨恶一件事情。
You know, in the Bible, God abhors one thing.
叫做流无辜之人的血。
It's shedding the blood of the innocent.
如果你读圣经的话，你就知道神很恨恶的一件事，就是人去流无辜人的血。
If you read the Bible, you know God abhorred one thing, that is to shed the blood of the innocent.
有谁比那个在母腹胎里面的那个婴儿更无辜呢？
Who is more innocent than the baby in the
没有在地上没有人比一个在母腹里面的胎儿更加的无辜是吗？
No one is more innocent than the fetus in the mother's womb.
不管是七个月、八个月、六个月、五个月、四个月的胎儿，都是一个无辜的生命啊。
No matter 7, 8, 9 months, they are the innocent lives.
但是今天有多少这样无辜的生命，他的生命被消灭掉了。
How many innocent lives like them were destroyed?
这就是背道。
That is apostasy.
今天我们活在这个背道的一个时代。
We are living in a generation of apostasy.
圣经上告诉我们，婚姻是一个男的和一个女的。
The Bible tells us marriage is between a female and a male.
这是神所设立的。
This is set by God.
这是今天呢，这人说呢，不是的。婚姻可以是一个男的和一个女的，也可以是一个男的和一个男的，也可以是一个女的和一个女的。
But today people say marriage is between a male and a female, or a male and male, or a female and a female.
这是被盗的一件事情。
It is apostasy.
今天人可以说，你觉得你是男的，你就可以是男的；如果你觉得你是女的，你就可以是一个女的。
And people say today, if you think you are a male, you are a male. If you think you are a female, you are a female.
圣经上说是各从其类的。
But the Bible says everything according to its own kind.
这是完全背道的一件事。
It's totally apostasy.
今天在社会里面充满了各种的仇恨。
So there are many hatreds in this world.
有种族和种族的仇恨。
There are hatreds between our races.
有政党和政党的仇恨。
Hatreds between parties.
有国家和国家的竞争啊
between, the nations.
有各种的征战啊
There are wars.
甚至有科技的战争也有贸易的战争
There are wars of technology and economy.
也有宗教的迫害
And there are persecution of religion.
这就是被盗
That is apostasy.
如果我们能够举目来看一看今天我们活在的这个社会里面是一个完全被盗的一个社会
When we see this society we know that this society is full of apostasy
离开了那个起初的真道
Falling away from the truth
但你说呢 这些我们都没犯、啊、
And, But you say I have not committed any of this
我这些都是这个社会上的事。
It's all the things on in this society.
我没有被盗。
I did not commit apostasy.
神儿女的被盗是什么呢
？What is the apostasy among God's children？
这个世界的被盗是离开那个起初的真理。
The apostasy of this world is falling away from the truth.
那神儿女的被盗是什么呢
？What is the apostasy of God's children？
神儿女的被盗是离开那个起初的爱。
The apostasy of God's children is to falling away from the first love.
如果神的儿女没有被盗的话，这个社会就不会被盗。
If the children of God did not commit apostasy, there will be no apostasy in this world.
也许你从来没有这样想过。
You may never thought about this.
但这是一个事实。
But this is the truth.
今天我们活在一个被盗的这个世代，是因为神的儿女被盗。
Today, the reason why we live in this society of apostasy is because of the apostasy of God's children.
因为神的儿女离开了起初的爱。
It's because God's children have fallen away from the first love.
因为这个社会，我们所处的社会就离开了起初的真道。
Then this society has fallen away from the truth.
因为教会是世界的光嘛。
Because the church is the light of the world.
当教会不能成为光的时候，这个社会呢就被盗了。
When the church cannot be the light of this world, the world will fall away from the truth.
如果教会被盗的时候，那光景是什么呢？
So what does it look like when the church falling away from the truth?
就是我们和神没有真实的关系了。
It is that we no longer have the relationship, true relationship. With God.
当神和人的关系正常的时候
，When the relationship between the man and God is normal.
神在这个地上是有居所的。
God has a inhabitants in among the world.
但当人和神没有真实的关系的时候
，So without the true relationship with the Lord.
神在地上像寄居的。
God is like a traveler on this world.
当神到这个地上只能住一个晚上。
God can only live one night in this world.
好像行路的只住一宿。
It's like a traveler only stay a night.
所以今天常常我们和神的关系也是这样。
likewise, is it like our relationship with the Lord?
好像有的时候我们被神所感动。
Sometimes we were moved by the Lord.
那不过是一宿就是了。
Just about a night.
也许我们参加了特别的聚会。
We went to a conference.
我们心里面很有感动。
We have this moving.
那不过就是几天就是了。
But only last for a few days.
我们神和神的关系呢，好像它是一个寄居的。
Our relationship with the Lord is like the Lord is a traveler.
我们外面呢，和正常的基督徒是一样的。
We look alike with other Christians.
我们外面呢有禁食的
，We have fasting，
有燔祭，也有素祭的
，We have burnt offerings， we have grain offerings。
但是神不听我们的祷告，不听我们的祈求的
，But God will not listen to our prayer。
因为我们和神的关系是不正常的
，Because we have an abnormal relationship with the Lord。
所以耶利米就描述了那个不正常的关系，他用了一个图画。
So Jeremiah described the abnormal relationship with a picture.
他说我的百姓做了两件恶事。
He said my people have committed two evils.
第一个离弃我这个活水的泉源。
They have forsaken me the fountain of the living waters.
第二为自己凿出池子是不能够纯水的池子。
Number two, to hew for themselves the cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
这就是背道。
That is apostasy.
我们原来是有一个活水泉源的。
We still have a living water.
但是呢，我们离弃了那个活水的泉源。
But we have forsaken this living water.
结果去凿自己凿一个池子。
And to hew a cistern for ourselves.
那个池子是破碎而不能够存水的。
A broken cistern that can hold no water.
弟兄姊妹，我们来看一看什么叫做有活水的泉源，什么叫做不能存水的池子。
So let us see what is a fountain of a living water and what is a cistern that holds no water.
如果我们和神的关系正常的时候，我们读圣经的时候，这个圣经的话呢，像活水的泉源。
When we have a normal relationship with God, when we read the word of the Lord, the scripture is like a living water.
如果我们和神没有正常的关系，我们读圣经的时候，好像呢是不能存水的池子。
If we do not have a normal relationship with the Lord, when we read the Bible, it's like a broken cistern.
如果我们和神的关系正常的话，我们祷告的时候，那个话呢，像活水的泉源一样出来。
When we have a normal relationship with the Lord, when we pray, the words just flow out of us like living water.
如果我们关系不正常的时候，我们祷告的时候是形式化的。
When the relationship is not normal, when we pray, it's like follow a pattern.
如果我们有正常的关系的话，我们侍奉神是不会困倦，也不会疲乏的。
When we have a relationship, when we serve God, we will never get tired or become weary.
如何和神没有正常的关系的话，服侍神是非常容易困倦，也非常容易疲乏的。
If we do not have a normal relationship with God, when we serve God, we become weary easily.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在是有活水的泉源呢，还是那个破碎不能存水的池子呢？
Brothers and sisters, now today, do we have a fountain of living waters, or do we have the broken cistern that hold no water?
我们为什么会离开这个活水的泉源？
How come did we leave the forsake the fountain of living waters?
因为我们有许多的池子要需要我们去找。
Because we have many cisterns that need us to dig.
有的时候我们的池子是我们的工作上的池子。
Sometimes it's a cistern of our job.
我有一天跟一个弟兄问一下，我说今天晚上怎么你查经聚会怎么一句话都没有讲呢？
One time I asked the brother, how did you not speak a word during the Bible study?
他说我晚上啊七点才下班回家。
He said, I came home from work at 7 p.m.
我早上呢六点就要出门了。
I left home in the morning at 6 a.m.
那时候我九点半就要睡觉的。
And so I go to bed by 9:30.
如果七点才回家的话，我九点半就要睡觉的话，那我晚上吃了饭以后，我只有一个小时的时间。
If I get home at 7 and I have to go to bed by 9:30, I only have 1 hour after.
然后第二天早上我六点又要起来了。
And this morning I get up at 6.
我睡觉都不够的。
I do not have time to sleep.
然后晚上呢，七点要回家呢，第二天呢，六点钟上班呢。
7 p.m. I got home and I left home 6 o'clock in the morning. So our brother, he did not have time to do anything else other than digging up the cisterns.
所以这个工作呢，对我们来讲好像是一个池子。
So the job, the work is like to us, it's like a cistern.
我们每天呢就在朝那个池子。
So every day we dig up the cistern.
或许我们觉得这个池子将来可以存水的。
And you may think, we may think that the cistern can hold water in future.
但是不一定。
But it's not necessary.
有一天你会发现，这个池子是破碎、不能存水的。
One day you will find that this cistern is a broken cistern that can hold no water.
我有一天跟我一个同事聊天了。
One day when I chat with my colleague,
我说你孩子多大了？
I asked him, how old is your children?
他说孩子大学都毕业了，现在已经工作了。
They all graduated from college, then they all work now.
我说那你就很好啊，你现在没有重担，你可以。
And I said, oh, that's good. You don't have any burden. You just get ready to retire.
他说我不行退休。
He said, no, no.
他说啊，我投资失败了。
He said, I failed my investment.
啊，我们这个我的同事很宝贝啊，他就发现了有一些中国的公司到美国上市的。
He found that many Chinese company. Were on the market here in the States.
这些公司呢，就有很多人去宣传啊，说多好啊，将来多好啊，你会赚多少钱呢？
So the company that propagated that they it's very good for this investment. Very good that you can earn a lot of money.
他当然也很心动了，他就把很多的钱呢，就放在那个公司上面。
So he was of course he was very excited. So he put a lot of money on that.
后来呢，全部都没有了。
But they're all gone. It's all gone.
哎呀，他发现那个池子根本不能存水的。
So he found that cistern that hold no water.
破裂不能存水的池子。
Broken cistern hold no water.
今天很多时候我们花很多时间了，我们来找一些池子。
So today we spend a lot of time digging up the cisterns.
我们把所有的盼望都摆在这个池子上面。
We put all our hopes in the cistern.
要是我能够把这个池子找出来的话，我以后就有希望了。
I will have hope if I dig up this cistern.
许多人今天忙忙碌碌就是为了这个。
A lot of God's children they were working for this.
结果不知道这个是破裂不能存水的池子。
But they do not know that those are broken cisterns that can hold no water.
这个世界上有很多的池子你可以去找的。
There are many cisterns in the world that you can dig up.
有各式各样的池子。
Of various cisterns.
可以让你用尽你一生的年日去找那些池子。
You can spend your lifetime just to dig up the cisterns.
有一天你突然发现你需要水的时候啊，你到那个池子一看，那个水一点都没有。
But one day when you need water, you come to the cistern, you find no water.
破裂。 不能存水的池子
Broken cistern hold no water.
世界上有其实有三大类的池子
Actually there are three kinds of cisterns.
一种是能力的池子
The cistern of power.
一种是智慧的池子
The cistern of wisdom.
一种是丰富的池子
The cistern of wealth.
世界上人都在寻找这三样事情 能力、智慧和丰富
Everyone's looking for these three things, power, wisdom, and wealth.
为了这缘故呢，把一生的力量呢，就放在那个池子上面。
For that reason, they put their whole life in the cisterns.
被弃了那真正活水的泉源。
Fallen away from the, forsaken the true fountain of living water.
有一天呢，当你需要水的时候，你来到你所凿的池子的面前，你发现那其实是一个破碎不能存水的池子。
So one day when you need water, you come to the cistern, you find these are just broken cisterns.
这就是今天神儿女的背道。
That is our apostasy.
我们离开了活水的泉源，在自己在生活里面来凿。
We have forsaken the fountain of living water and dig the cistern, the broken cistern for ourselves.
这个背道非常容易的，很容易。
The apostasy is actually very easy.
为什么呢？因为呢，在我们周围的每一个人都在找那个池子。
It's because everyone around us they are all digging up the cisterns.
所以我们好像觉得自己不着呢，也觉得不行啊。
So we think that if we do not do the same, it's not good.
好像不是我们可以选择的一件事情啊。
It's not something that we can choose.
人人都在找池子。
Everyone is digging up the cistern.
那我不找我就落后了。
But I will be falling behind if I do not dig.
每一个人家的小孩子都在找池子。
Every children are digging up the cistern.
因此我的孩子不去找的话，他就落后了。
So my children will fall behind if he did not dig.
因此我们离开了活水的泉源个人为自己凿那个不能存水破裂的池子
So we have forsaken the fountain of the living water and everyone digs up our, the broken cisterns
这个是圣徒的背道
This is the, thing, the apostasy of the saints
如果我们没有从这个背道事情上悔改的话如何能够成为一个祷告的人
If we do not repent from this apostasy how can we become a man of prayer
如果我们不能够从这个心中的背道悔改的话如何能够为这个世上的背道来祷告
If we cannot repent for this apostasy in our hearts how can we pray for the apostasy in this world
一个自己是一个背道的人如何为这个背道的世代来祷告
A man of apostasyHow can a man of apostasy pray for the generation of apostasy?
因此，要做一个祷告的人，首先一件事情要为自己的背道来悔改。
So if you want to be as a man of prayer, first of all, you have to pray, repent for your own apostasy.
不是一次悔改，而是常常悔改。
Not only not for just one time, but continually.
因为我们不知不觉中会落入那个背道的光景之中。
It's because without knowing that we will fall into this apostasy.
这是祷告的根基。
This is the foundation of the prayer.
好，第二就是祷告的内容。
Number two is content of the prayer.
祷告的内容是什么？
What is the content of the prayer?
我想我们大家都知道祷告的内容了。
I think we all know the content of the prayer.
祷告的内容就是我的需要嘛，对吗
？Is my need?
果然是那样吗
？Is that so?
祷告的内容就是我的需要，你的需要吗
？The content of the prayer is just your need, my need.
祷告的内容是我的意念和你的意念吗？
Is my will or your will?
圣经上不是这样说的。
The Bible did not say so.
他说神的道路非同我们的道路。
It says that God's way is not our ways.
神的意念非同我们的意念。
God's thoughts is not our thoughts.
不但不同啊，他说天怎样高过地，照样我的道路要高过你的道路，我的意念要高过你的意念。
Not only are they different, it says as high as the heaven above the earth, my thoughts and my ways are higher than yours.
没有一个人会反对这句话，对吗？
No one contradicts this.
我相信每一个在座的在座的弟兄姊妹或者朋友都会相信这句话绝对正确。
I believe that everyone believe this is true.
那你信不信呢？
And do you believe?
如果你信的话呢，那你会到主的面前呢，说我的意念比神的意念好一点吗
？If you believe and when you come before the Lord, will you say my thought is better than God?
那你怎么会到主的面前呢？要神按照我的意念来做事情呢
？And how come when you come before the Lord, you ask the Lord to do according to your will?
我们很少这样想。
We do not think.
我们觉得到神面前祷告就是告诉神我想什么啊。
We think that when we prayed before the Lord, we just tell the Lord what we think.
我要什么？
What I want.
祷告不是告诉神我要什么。
Prayer is not telling God what we want.
祷告乃是到神面前说神啊，你要什么？
Prayer is to come before God and ask God what do you want.
今天你会不会啊，到这个北京的交响乐团？到那个小提琴那个首席小提琴家的面前跟他说我跟你讲怎么样能够把这个小提琴拉好。
When you go to a concert, you want to tell the first violinist and tell him how to play the violin.
我想中间没有一个人会做这个事情的。
I don't think any one of you would do that.
因为他知道的比我知道太多了。
Because he knows too much more than me. When they play the violin, I can only listen, but I do not know how they play that.
你也不会到一个非常有名的那个上海大厨师面前跟他讲，哎，我跟你讲，这个菜要怎么样做才好吃。
You will not come to the famous chef and tell him that I tell you how to cook.
因为你知道他比你知道的多多了。
Because you know that he knows much more than you.
那为什么我们常常到神面前告诉神说你该这样做，你该那样做呢？
How come we come before God? We ask God, you shall do this, you shall do that.
你不觉得这很奇怪吗？
Don't you think it's a little strange?
如果他的意念非同我的意念，他的意念高过我的意念，我怎么能到神面前说你应该这样做，应该那样做呢？
If his thoughts is not my thoughts, then how come I come before him and say, you shall do this, you ought to do that?
弟兄姊妹，我们到神面前祷告， 不是要神按照我的意念来做事。
Brothers and sisters, when we pray before the Lord, before God, it is not that we tell God what to do.
乃是要让神告诉我神要做什么事情呢？
It is ask God to tell us what he wants to do.
要寻求神的意思啊。
It's to seek God's will.
不是说我们的意思不能讲，你也可以讲你的意思。
It is not that we cannot express our feelings or our will. You can.
但是你要知道， 到至终呢，是照神的意思，而不是照我的意思。
But you shall remember that ultimately it is His will, not our will.
你可以说我主啊，我心里面是这样想的。
You can say, Lord, I think this way.
但是呢，如果你的意思不这样的话呢，要照你的意思，不要照我的意思。
But if this is not your will, may your will be done, not my will.
你可以去问那个小提琴家的，我想听这首诗歌，你可不可以弹这首诗歌？
You can say this to the violinist, and I wanted to hear this song, and can you play this?
要不要弹还是他的事情。
Whether or not he wanted to play, that's his will.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常搞错了。
Sometimes we're mistaken.
我们认为祷告呢，就是在这里把我心里面所要的事情一一的告诉神呢。We
think that a prayer is that we come before God and tell God what we think, what we want.
因此，祷告呢是行我的旨意。
It's like a prayer is to have my will done.
祷告不是行我的旨意，祷告是行神的旨意。
The prayer is not to do my will, but to do God's will.
有一次啊，大卫呢，看见非利士人来打那个基伊拉那个地方。
One day when David heard that the Philistines will fight against Keilah.
他就在想，我要不要去救这个基伊拉人？
So he inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go and save Keilah?"
他就问神说，我可不可以去的？
He inquired of the Lord, "Can I go?"
然后神说，你可以去的。
God said, "You can go."
所以大卫就跟他的人说，现在我们要去打那个非利士人。
So David told his men, "Now we go and attack these Philistines."
那他的那些同伴都吓了，说不可以去，不可以去的。
So his men, his men were afraid, and they said, "No, we cannot go."
我们在这里都已经很害怕了。
We already here, we already afraid here.
如果我们到那个地方的话，我们不是更害怕了吗？
How much more if we go to Keilah.
大卫又到神面前祷告说：“那我可以去吗？我的人都不肯去的。”
Then David inquired of the Lord again, "Shall I go?"
所以神说：“你可以去。”
But God said, "You can go."
所以大卫就去了，而且得胜了。
And then David went and won the victory.
后来大卫听说那个扫罗要来抓他，要到基伊拉来抓他。
Later, then he heard that Saul wanted to seize him in Keilah.
他不知道他要不要跑。
And he was wondering if he should flee.
他就问神说，他说扫罗会不会来呀？
He inquired of the Lord, will Saul come down?
神说肯定会来。
The Lord said he will come down.
他又问神说：“那如果扫罗来的话，这些基伊拉人呢，会不会把我交给扫罗呢？”
And then he asked, "If Saul came, will the men of Keilah deliver me to him?"
照理说，这些基伊拉人都是被大卫拯救出来的人。
David just saved this man of Keilah.
他们应该会对大卫有一点报恩的心嘛。
They should be grateful toward David.
但神说啊，他们肯定会把你交出去的。
But God said they will deliver you.
所以这个大卫就跑掉了。
And then David escaped.
你看大卫呢，他这些事情他就问神，因为他知道神的意念。比他的意念高吗？
You see, David knows that the God's the thoughts is higher than his.
有一次，大卫经过有三年的饥荒在他的国家里面。
And then there was a famine in the days of David.
如果是我们的话呢，饥荒呢就求雨啊。
So if we saw a famine, we'll pray for rain.
大卫不是，大卫说这个饥荒是从什么缘故？会有这个饥荒。
But David inquired of the Lord, "What's the reason of the famine?"
因此神就告诉他，这个饥荒是因为扫罗杀了基遍人的缘故。
And God told him it's because of Saul, because he killed the Gibeonites.
因此，当他把这个问题的根源解决以后呢，那个饥荒就过去了。
So when he solved the root of the problem and the famine passed.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在祷告事情上非常需要学习的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is something we need to learn in prayer.
这会改变我们整个祷告的生活。
It will change our prayer life.
因此，我们祷告的时候是要求问神的旨意。
So when we pray, we shall ask the Lord's will.
在祷告的时候是双向的，一方面是我们跟神说，一方面是神向我们说。
So when we pray, when we pray to the Lord, and the Lord will speak to us.
因为我们知道他的意念高过我的意念，他的道路高过我的道路。
Because we know that His thoughts and the ways are higher than mine.
所以这是我们在祷告事情上最需要学习的一件事情。
So this is a very most important thing that we need to learn in prayer.
这是第二祷告的内容。
It's the second aspect of prayer, the content of the prayer.
第三呢，就是祷告的坚持。
And the third is the top stone of the house of the prayer.
我们如何在祷告这件事情上能够坚持到底呢？
How can we continue in a prayer?
当我们为一件事情祷告以后，感觉好像没有成就的时候。
When we pray, that we feel like nothing was accomplished.
也许我们里面那个信心呢就要动摇了。
And our faith will be shaken.
好像这个房子不能够站稳。
It's like this house is not steady.
那是因为这个房子缺少了那个房顶石。
It's because the house does not have the top stone.
那什么是这个祷告的房顶石呢？
What is the top stone of the of prayer?
耶利米告诉我们呢，他举了一个例子。
Jeremiah tells us.
他说犹大的百姓啊，好像一个腰带。
He said the people of Judah is like a waistband.
那个腰带呢，是紧靠那个人的腰的，对吗？
The waistband cling to the man's waist.
他说整个这个犹大的人呢，就像一个腰带。
He said the people, the whole household of Judah is like the waistband.
这个腰带要紧紧贴着这个戴腰带的人。
The waistband shall cling to the waist of the man tightly.
如果这个腰带和这个人是紧紧的连接在一起的。
If the waistband is clinging to the waist of the man tightly.
这个房子呢，它是有一个房顶石的。
There is a top stone of the house.
这个房子是不会被摇动的。
The house will not be shaken.
无论风怎么大，无论雨怎么强。
No matter how vehement the storm is.
这个房子是站立不摇。
The house is steadfast.
因为它有一个房顶石在那里。
Because there is a top stone.
因为这个人，我们和神的关系是非常紧密的。
Because we have a very intimate relationship,
好像那个腰带跟人的关系一样。
It's like a relationship of a waistband and the waist of a man.
如果我们和神的关系很远的话
our relationship is very distant from.
就好像这个房子没有那个房顶石一样。
It's like the house without a top stone.
一个有房顶石的那个人呢，他无论如何他是能坚持的。
A man with a top stone, no matter what, he can persist.
比如说呢，在耶利米书的时候，神就跟耶利米讲一句话，他说呢， 他说不要为这个百姓求好处。
It's like in Jeremiah, and God told Jeremiah, do not pray for the welfare of the people.
哇，这话很特别哈！神跟耶利米说，你不要为他们祷告。
It is strange. God told Jeremiah, do not pray for them.
感谢神呢，耶利米他是有那个房顶石的。
Thank the Lord, and Jeremiah has the top stone.
如果没有那个房顶石的话，他就站不住了。
Without a top stone, he cannot stand fast.
在十五章第一节的时候。
In the chapter 15, verse 1.
神说啊，他说就是摩西和撒母耳来在我面前祷告的话，我的心也不顾惜这些百姓。
God said, even though Moses and Samuel were standing before me, my heart would not be with these people.
你要将他们从我眼前赶出去，叫他们去吧。
Send them away from my presence and let them go.
你听到了这样的话，你这个房子还能够站立得住吗？
When you hear words like this, how can your house be steady?
但是这个耶利米，他是一个有房顶石的人。
But Jeremiah is a person with a top stone.
他是一个腰带，是绑在神身上的人。
He is the waistband that clings to the waist of God.
因此他就跟神说了。
So he said to the Lord.
他说：“求你不要离开我们。
Please do not forsake us.
他就像那个腰带一样。
He's like the waistband.
不管你神说什么。
No matter what God said.
不管这个百姓的光景是怎么样。
No matter what the situation of the people.
就算他们不能够得到神，就要被掳到巴比伦。
It's like they will be captive to Babylon.
但是他说求主不要离开我们。
He said, "Do not forsake us."
这个心啊，就是那个房顶石。
This heart is the top stone.
我们今天每一个祷告的人都要有这个心。
So each one of us who pray today ought to have this heart.
我们像一个腰带一样。
We are like the waistband.
这个腰带要紧紧的，要连接在主的身上。
The waistband shall cling to the waist of the of God tightly.
无论那个消息有多么不好。
No matter how bad the news is,
不管前面的环境是怎么样，
no matter what the circumstances are,
你要求神说求主不要离开我。
You shall plead with the Lord, do not forsake us.
这就是那个房顶石。
It is a top stone.
要紧紧的来抓住神。
Cling to the Lord.
就像耶利米一样。
It's like Jeremiah.
因此没有一件事情可以拦阻耶利米为以色列人、犹大人祷告。
Nothing can separate that, can prevent Jeremiah from praying for the people of Judah.
因为他知道神的心意。
Because he knows the God's will.
神说妇人焉能忘记自己的吃奶的婴孩呢？
God said, can a mother forget his nursing baby?
不连续
her nursing baby.
不连续她所生的儿子。
And has no compassion of her son.
即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Even though they forget, I will not forget you.
看啊，我将你的名刻在我的掌上。
Behold, I inscribed your names upon the palm of my hand.
所以耶利米的祷告是按照神的意念来祷告的。
So Jeremiah's prayer was done according to God's will.
因为神的意念是要把人他的百姓刻在他的掌上。
Because God's will is to inscribe his people on the palm of his hand.
神的心意是永远不离弃他的百姓的。
God's will is to never forsake his people.
这个意念是不会改变的。
This will never change.
因此耶利米按照这个意念来祷告说，求你不要离开我们。
So Jeremiah prayed according to this will, do not forsake us.
这一个对神心意的认识哈，神不离弃我们的认识呢，就是那个房顶石。
This knowledge of God's will, that God will never forsake us, is the top stone of the house.
今天每一个要为教会祷告的人。
So today, each one of us who prays for the church,
每一个要为弟兄姊妹祷告的人，
everyone who prays for brothers and sisters,
都需要这一块房顶石。
Needs this top stone.
都要知道神的心意是永远不离弃他的百姓。
God's will is never forsake his people.
不管任何事情，你所看见的情形是怎么样。
No matter what you have seen.
没有一件事情能够让这个事实有改变。
Nothing can change this truth.
就是神永远不离弃我们。
It is God will never forsake us.
你心里面有这样的一个把握的时候，你就有那个房顶石。
When you have this assurance, you have the top stone.
你这个祷告不会被动摇。
Your prayer will not be shaken.
弟兄姊妹，这个以赛亚书四十五章十一节是非常奇妙的一节圣经啊。
Brothers and sisters, Isaiah chapter 45 verse 11 is a very one of marvelous verse.
他说将来的事你可以问我。
God said, ask me of the things to come.
将来的事我们都不知道的。
We do not know things to come.
但神说你可以问我。
But God said, ask me.
哎，我们可以问神将来的事。
We can ask God of the things to come.
所以我们不要担心将来的事，问神将来的事。
So do not worry about the things to come. Ask God of the things to come.
至于我的种子和我手中的工作，你们可以求我命定。
Concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, you can command me.
原文说你们可以吩咐我。
The original text command me.
我们是什么人呢？
Who are we?
我们能吩咐神吗？
Can we command God?
可以的。
Yes.
关于神的种子。
Concerning God's sons.
关于神手中的工作。
Concerning the work of God's
hand. 我们可以吩咐神的。
We can command him.
所以耶利米说，求你不要离开我们。
So Jeremiah said, do not forsake us.
他在吩咐神呢。
He was commanding God.
因为他是按照神的意念来祷告的。
Because he was praying according to God's will.
因为这是关于神种植的事。
Because it is concerning God's sons.
这是关于神手中的工作。
Concerning of the work of God's hand.
可以吩咐神的。
We can command him.
求你不要离开我们。
Do not forsake us.
今天地上需要有这样的人。
Today we need people like this.
知道神的心意。
Who knows the will of God.
知道神的道路。
Who know the way of God?
知道神手中的工作。
Who know the work of God's hand?
有这样的人就可以起来吩咐神了。
So they can stand, arise and command the Lord.
让神做他手中所要做的工作。
And ask God to do the work of His hand.
让神的心意行在地上，如同行在天上一样。
Let His will be done on this earth as it is done in heaven.
但这个人必须是一个悔改的人啊。
But this man must be a man of
repentance. 如果我们心中被盗，如何能够做这样的祷告呢？
We have this apostasy in our heart. How can we pray like this?
我们需要常常为自己的被盗的情形来悔改。
We shall repent continually for our apostasies.
我们需要知道祷告乃是行神的旨意。
We shall know that prayer is to do God's will.
不是行我的旨意。
Not to do my will.
因此我们要询问神的旨意。
So we shall inquire of the Lord.
在我们不知道神旨意的时候。
When we do not know God's will.
仍然可以祷告。
We can still pray.
但是我们要说要按照你的意思，不要按照我的意思。
But we shall say your will be done, not mine.
我们的祷告要能够被坚，要能够持续，要坚持。
So our prayer shall be persistent.
我们就需要有那个房顶石。
We shall have the top stone.
那个房顶石就是对神意念的一个真实的认识。
The top stone is the true knowledge of God's will.
房顶石就是和神有一个真实的那个亲密的关系。
The top stone is to have a true intimate relationship.
好像一个腰带和那个主人是紧紧连在一起的。
It's like the waistband clinging to the waist of the man.
他知道神所要的是什么。
It knows what God wants.
在地上他是可以吩咐神做事的人。
They can command God to work.
这样的人就能够起来为神的心意来祷告。
People like that can arise and pray according to God's will.
所以今天我们活在这个世代是一个末了的世代。
So today we're living in the end time.
这是一个被盗的时代。
It's a generation of apostasy.
因此，我们需要有人起来做一个祷告的人。
So we need people who arise and to pray.
但愿我们能够从这个耶利米的祷告，能够学习如何做这样的一个祷告的人。
May we learn how to pray from the prayer of Jeremiah.
当我们为着弟兄姊妹、为着教会来祷告的时候
，When we pray for our brothers and sisters for the church,
让我们能够记得这几件事情。
May we remember these aspects.
让我们在主的面前借着悔改，常常恢复与神亲密的关系。
Through repentance, through our relationship with God can be recovered.
放弃我们所着的池子。
For forsake the cistern that we have digged.
回到那个活水的泉源,
come back to return to the fountain of the living water.
抓住那个房顶石,
and cling to the top stone.
与神保持一个亲密的关系,
keep the intimate relationship.
这样我们就能够成为一个代祷的人,
then we can be the intercessor.
我们但愿神祝福我们每一位弟兄姊妹,
may God bless each one of us.
让我们也能够在这个祷告的事情上更多的学习,
may we learn more in the matter of prayer.
好让在这个地上能够兴起一般认识神会祷告的人,
so God can rise more people who knows how to pray in this generation.
让神的旨意行在地上好像行在天上一样,
so let God's will be done on this earth as it is done in the heavens.
我们一起祷告,
let's pray.
主我们感谢我们赞美你,
Lord we thank you and praise you.
主啊你把我们摆在这样的一个世代当中,
you put us in this generation.
世代的是, 看得起我们,
you truly trust us.
让我们在这个被盗的时代当中, 不做被盗的儿女,
may we not be those children of apostasy in this generation of apostasy.
起来为这个世代, 做一个悔改的人,
may we arise for this generation to repent.
就好像耶利米为犹大人悔改一样,
like Jeremiah repented for Judah.
让我们知道你的意念永远是高过我们的意念, 你的道路永远高过我们的道路,
we know that your thoughts and your ways are higher than ours.
因此让我们里面有一个深深的渴慕, 要知道主的意念和主的道路,
so let us have this deep desire. We know that we wanted to know your will.
那我们因为认识主的关系,
so because that we know you,
在祷告的事情上, 我们能够坚持到底,
so we can persevere on this matter.
无论我们所听见, 我们所看见的是什么样,
no matter what we see, what we hear,
我们心里面有一个认识, 就是神永远不会离弃我们,
we have this knowledge that God will never forsake us.
让我们成为那个有房顶石的人,
so may we all be like those who have the top stone.
主啊我们感谢你让我们有一个受教的心,
Lord we thank you to give us this teaching, a heart of teaching,
改变我们祷告,
and change our prayers,
教导我们祷告,
and teach us how to pray.
教会成为一个祷告的教会,
may the church be a church of prayer.
你的殿成为万民祷告的殿,
your temple is the temple of the prayer of the nations.
我们感谢你给我们的时间,
we thank you for your time.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name.